Sefer Yonah, Perek Aleph, one of the more famous of the Treyasar that we're going to learn together. We're all familiar with the Haftorah, which is the entire Sefer that we lay on Yom Kippur at Mincha time. A great Sefer about tshuva, but not a Sefer about Jewish tshuva, which is why Yonah is going to do the unthinkable in this first couple of psukim of the Sefer. Vayhi dvar Hashem el Yonah ben Amitai lemor. And the word of Hashem came to Yonah, the son of Amitai, saying, now Yonah ben Amitai is mentioned in Melachim Beis, Perek Yadalad, that he prophesied that Yeravam ben Yehoash, the last full king of Israel before his son Hoshea is going to eventually be dragged into exile, was going to restore the area from Levo Chamos ad Yom Ha'arava, and he was going to make Israel as big as it had once been, but all for naught, because eventually it's all going to be taken away. He was, according to some, identified as a Talmud of the Navi Elisha, given that mission to prophesy at the time. Now, Yonah ben Amitai is also identified in those psukim as coming from a city called Gashever, which was identified back in Sefer Yehoshua as being in the territory of Zebulun. And in Yerushalmi, Rabbi Yochanan identifies Yonah as coming from Shevet Zebulun. Rabbi Levi disagrees and says he's from Shevet Asher. All of that becomes very interesting when considering that the Chazal also have a tradition that he got this Nevuah at the Simchas Beis HaShoeva at the Beis HaMikdash. So even though he was from Malchus Yisrael, he went down to Yehuda to the Beis HaMikdash for the pilgrimage for Aliyas HaRegel. The idea that he might be involved with Shevet Asher, he's identified also further in Pirkei D'Rabbi Eliezer as the child that Eliyahu HaNavi did Tchias HaMesim upon by lying himself down on the boy, the widow of Tsarfas, which was near Tzidon in the territory of Asher. So there are different kind of rabbinic traditions as to where Yonah came from. Asher, Zevulun, the Chazal certainly agree that Yonah was sent by Elisha to anoint Yehu to be king, but this would be over the course of more than 100 years, which might then go against the more basic understanding of the Psukim that he was from the generation of Yeravam II. In any case, he gets a Nevuah from God, and Hashem tells him, Kum Leichel Ninveh, Ho'ir HaGedola. Get up and go to Nineveh, the great city. Nineveh was the greatest city, the capital of Ashur. At this point, it's in ruins, but it was a tremendous city. It's believed, generally speaking, to be on the banks of the Tigris River, opposite Mosul. Built by Ashur, occupied by Sancherib as his capital, and it was an enormous city in the ancient world. The size was such that it took 3 days to walk all the way across the entire city. And for an ancient world city to be that big is very unusual. Ukira aleha, and proclaim against it, call out against it, that it's going to be destroyed. Why? Ki also re'asam lefanai, because their evil has come before me, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you have to go tell them that they're going to be destroyed. God is going to destroy it because of the terrible evil that they had committed. This coming, by the way, the week that we're going to be laying Parshas Vayera, and we're going to see Sodom is going to have much the same happen to them. So you're going to proclaim their impending destruction. But Ibn Ezra actually is medayik in the psukim, ki also ra'asam lefonai, is what you should call out. Don't call out that they're going to be destroyed. Call out that God is paying attention to their wickedness. And what this is going to do is cause them to repent. The Malbim says that too. They're going to do tshuva. Part of the problem, Rabbi Beryl Wein says in his take on Yonah, is that in many cases, non-Jews find it very easy and swift to repent. Now, for that repentance to have any kind of lasting impact is rather unusual in the non-Jewish world. But to repent, they are often brought to tears immediately by the thought that they're sinful and they need to do better and their wickedness is accusing them. Wickedness, by the way, they're going to be the people who exiled the 10 tribes. Yonah himself is shocked and dismayed by this because he says the problem is when we tell the Jews to repent, they never do. We're a stiff-necked people. We're very stubborn. Now, that's kept us alive over the millennia, but at the same time, it has often prevented us from doing tshuva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu appropriately. And Yonah, who is a great patriot and a great Jew, who cares about the welfare of the Jewish people, and who sees in Ashur the land that is going to destroy the Jewish people, says, how am I supposed to go and do my job to go tell them to do tshuva? And they do, and that's going to look terrible upon us. And according to one tradition, Yonah also prophesied against Yerushalayim that it would be destroyed, and eventually it would, because we don't do tshuva. Vayakam Yonah levroch Tarshisha, says Pasuk Gimel. So Yonah instead gets up to go and run away to the ends of the earth. Tarshish, outside Eretz Yisrael, he says, Rashi brings down from Mechilta, he says, I'm going to leave and go to the sea. The Shechina doesn't rest outside Eretz Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, really, you think you're going to get away from me? You're a Navi. You're a Navi and you refuse to give your Nevuah? This is something no Navi ever does. Yonah is a first, but not necessarily a best because of this sort of thing. And Tarshish is as far away as you can possibly get. So, Livroch Tarshish Omlefnei Hashem, Vayered Yafo. And he went down to Yafo, in Eretz Yisrael, presumably Yafo as we know it. Vayimta Aniyah Ba'os Tarshish, and he found a ship that was headed towards Tarshish. Vayitain Sechara, and he paid his fee, he paid for his ticket. Vayered Botla Voi Mohem Tarshisha, and he went down to the port to get into the boat. Lavoi Mohem Tarshisha, to go with all the rest of the passengers to Tarshish, Milifnei Hashem, from before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're going to try to escape God by going anywhere on this planet, and you think that it's going to be effective? So Yonah's refusal to fulfill his mission, his fleeing God's command for the sake of the Jewish people, maybe gives him a little bit of play with the rest of us. But in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the fact that he refuses to do the job that he was sent to do is not going to go well for him. Rabbeinu Bachya says it was because he was humble. He patterned himself after Moshe Rabbeinu. He said Moshe Rabbeinu was reluctant to accept the call of God to save us from Egypt. That was a good thing, to save the Jewish people, and he still didn't want the job, so there's nothing wrong with me saying I don't want the job. But to go milifnei Hashem, there's a very small boundary there between kfira and between being pro-Jewish, and that's really a very questionable decision that he makes, fleeing away. So Radak says he wasn't fleeing the presence of God, because he knew better than that. But his justifications, his love for Yisrael, he tried to flee from that which was before God, which was Eretz Yisrael. He figures, well then Hashem won't make me a prophet anymore, because there won't be Nevuah outside Eretz Yisrael. So what do I have to worry about? I'll make it out. Hashem will pick somebody else and I won't have to be the messenger for this. Now, according to the Mefarshim, Yonah went down to Yafo but found no ship in port. The last ship had sailed 2 days before. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this is kind of a beautiful vart, caused a storm on the sea, making the ship that had already left come back. So this is a test for him. He rejoices and says, "Ah, Hashem sent the boat back for me, you see?" But instead, the test was for him to do his job and fulfill his purpose and not get on a ship that had been sent back under such circumstances. So he had to wait for a while, and then he had to pay his fare even before boarding the ship. In the old days, ordinarily, they pay their fare after the journey is completed. They don't want to pay their fare in advance, unlike your Amtrak ticket nowadays. And he wanted to travel with the other people on the ship, figuring, okay, they're not Jewish, so I'll blend in. Bad move, and Hashem is going to have what to say about it.